they felt, and rightly so, that they really could not go through the entire summer and into the fall with more and more hits. And secondly, if Clem had remained as coach, his health was really in jeopardy. I mean, you can just imagine what the reporters would be doing were he to come back in the fall season. It's just more than any person can handle.
But Coach Haskins has maintained his innocence through all of this. And
there's been absolutely no direct evidence connecting Clem to the scandal. And at the moment, that's what the university had to resolve, and so hence the sessions on negotiations. But the question the university had to wrestle with was, one, could they afford to take more hits? And their answer was no. And secondly, should the coach have known? And that question, obviously, they have answered. Let's just say that that chapter is behind us. I believe in Clem. I believe in Yvette. I believe when they say that they had no knowledge of this. I'm inclined to believe them, no question about it. But at the same time, you don't want to hurt the university, and I'm sure that Clem and Yvette clearly understand that. So I think the settlement is really in the best interest of both parties.
Why do you think Clem Haskins has tried so hard to keep his job at the U of M? Some people.
Well, I think sometimes that there's a carelessness, not just in Minnesota but nationally, about how people feel when they're, quote, under attack. I mean, when you've got 15, 16, 20 reporters digging out a story, all of it, by the way, looking for negative evidence, you're gonna really build a perception that becomes very difficult for a person to overcome. In this particular case, there is no direct evidence that links Clem to the scandal. But yet, everybody believes that there is linkage. And that's what, in law terms, that's what's called poisoning the well of public opinion. That well has been poisoned, and the university really felt it had no choice but to make a change, try to put this behind us, and get on and concentrate on what their prime mission is, which is, by the way, research, education, and sports is just simply an attendant part of that.
It sounds like people don't hold out much hope for a good basketball season this year. Does it make sense to you that the university should self-impose sanctions now to get the inevitable NCAA penalties behind them sooner than later?
Well, I thought Mark Rosen's comments on WCCO were very well taken, as the NCAA should take a hard look at itself. But aside from that, I think that President Udoff is going to institute the kinds of reforms that allow for quality sports programs, but also within the confines of the rules and regulations that govern those programs. It can be done, and it will be done. And I'm not pessimistic about this next season. I'm very optimistic. There's no doubt that the university will hire a quality coach. I think a lot of coaches would like to coach at the University of Minnesota. They'll put together a quality program, but Clem built the foundation for a very, very competitive team.
What have you heard from other sports boosters? Are they as optimistic as you?
Oh, I think it depends on who you talk to. I think everybody right now is sort of focused on the downside, focused on the scandal, lamenting the departure, the changes, all of those kinds of things. But the media has a very quick way of turning things around. I mean, I remember the moment Governor Ventura was elected, everybody forgot who Arne Carlson was. The focus went totally onto Jesse Ventura. And that's the way we make changes in this country. And I think the moment the university announces a new coach, the media's entire focus will be on who is he and what kinds of expectations can we have. And there's no doubt that it's going to be optimistic.
Some have said that they believe Coach Clem Haskins could easily go to any program in the country, even after this investigation. Do you think he'll do that?
I truthfully don't know. I think the best thing that Clem could do at the moment is focus on his own health. And I think that's what he's going to do. And then I think he'll weigh his options, and there will be options. A lot of programs, both collegiate and professionally, want him. He is a very good person. I know people think that I like Clem because I love basketball, etc. I like Clem because of what he is and who he is. I deeply respect him. I respect his values. I respect his love for his players and for young people. He's done a lot to help people, an awful lot to help people. He and Yvette have been parents, as I've said before, to numerous people at the University of Minnesota. And I would think anybody would welcome them in.